didn't seem to be creating what I was hoping for, which was a relationship. So my little brother comes to town, and he goes over to my mom's house, and he says, "Mom, what's the deal? What are you doing? Why don't you have a relationship with your son?" She, you know, had a couple excuses. He says, "Mom, I see this arrow in your heart." And he reaches over and he grabs this arrow and he pulls this arrow out. He says, "This is that offense that entered your heart when Danny called you a bad tree." And she breaks and she starts sobbing. And she says, "We have been so hurt and so affected by that conversation." And in that repentance, in that opportunity, she completely changes, her heart is completely changed. She is wide open to a relationship, and all of a sudden, as of the first week in February, I have a mom again. Yeah. 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 And so that first Sunday was Super Bowl Sunday. I didn't even know it. You know, I was so amazed at this. And she came over and she spent the day with us and my family, and everybody was, you know, celebrating this reunion. And several times since then, last Tuesday was my birthday, and my mom, my aunt, who's my mom's sister, my uncle, my mom's stepdaughter, who my mom remarried this guy, and he had a daughter, and her husband, they were all at our house for this big barbecue we have, which feels totally weird to have to figure out what are you going to do when you grow a mom back, you know, like what happens? Where does this mom go in your life? And my kids are kind of like, "Hi, Grandma," right? We call you Grandma? And so there's all this weirdness that's happening because of this miraculous reconciliation that happened 2 months ago. 2 weeks ago, my grandmother, 92 years old, went to be with Jesus, and she is so happy. And I'm so happy for her. But she and Jesus are sneaky. Because I have a father who I've not been in relationship with for 43 years.